All right, you got it on KHUM. And joining me here in the studio, we have got Sylvia and Debbie from the American Cancer Society. Hi to you both.
Hi.
Hi, indeed. So we are talking about something called Road to Recovery, right?
That's right.
Okay, so why don't you explain what that is?
Go ahead if you want.
Hi, it's for people who need a ride to treatment. And they're not able to get there for whatever reason. They maybe don't drive themselves, don't have family in the area. For all of those reasons, they need to get to treatment and home. And we provide that free for them.
So, in other words, if maybe they need to go in for, you know, like a chemo treatment or something like that, and for some reason they're not able to drive or they don't drive anymore, this will help take
yes.
care of it.
Many patients who are in treatment drive, but radiation makes you very tired, and you are going every day for 6 weeks.
Wow.
And that's quite an ordeal for people. So we need volunteer drivers to help out.
So what do you need to aside from a driver's license, to do this?
You have to have a good driving record.
Okay.
You have to have proof of insurance. And then you have to have a safe car.
Yeah, safe and reliable car.
Okay, and what about the paying for the gas?
Drivers can ask for reimbursement, mm-hmm. okay. but a lot of drivers choose to just donate their time.
Wow, that's terrific.
It is.
So, how many drivers are you in need of right now?
I'm not sure if there's a specific number.
A bunch.
We only have four in this area
okay.
right now. And I know, especially in some of the outlying areas, that we need, you know, more help. But I would say easily to double that, you know, four, mm-hmm. maybe 10 more would okay. be wonderful. It's a rotational thing, and sometimes you need a lot of drivers in a, you know, little time, and sometimes you don't need any for a while. So it's kind of hit and miss as need be.
Now, is this something is this a new program, or has this been around a while?
It's been around a while. I've volunteered with the American Cancer Society for 45 years. And during that time, we've had a lot of drivers uh-huh. come and go. I also drive for the Area Agency on Aging. And they have a shortage of drivers. There are seniors in Ferndale and Carlotta and Riadale and Fortuna that have a difficult time getting to medical appointments. It's not just cancer patients. Last month, I put 800 miles on my car driving patients.
Good for you.
So there's a real need.
So you're one of the drivers then?
Mm-hmm.
Good for you. That's fantastic.
It's wonderful. You know, I've met some great people, and I dearly love the people that I've taken. You get to build real friendships and ties with them.
So you made an interesting point also. You know, Humboldt County is very large geographically. Not a lot of
right.
population, but geographically
spread
very,
out.
Very spread out, very large.
Mm-hmm.
And there are folks who are in some of the outlying areas may have a very difficult time making
yes.
it in for treatments. And you guys go and pick them up as well?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Pick them up and wait in between. Radiation is usually a shorter time, but mm-hmm. chemo can be kind of a long
span.
It
can take a while, yeah. Absolutely. So anyone listening who wanted to get involved in this, who should they call? What should they do?
Well, they can call the number that's listed in the phone book, and that will be answered by Austin, Texas. Or they can call 1-800-ACS-2345.
Okay.
And that phone is answered 24/7. And if people are interested in volunteering, call there. Or if people are interested in getting a ride, they can call there.
Okay, so either way.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, call. Give the mm-hmm. number again.
1-800-ACS-2345.
Excellent. Excellent. Anything else we should let folks know about?
It's a very simple training. It's like a one-hour at-home teleconference mm-hmm. training that they do with you just to kind of let you know what you're, you know, getting involved in and what to expect, mm-hmm. so to speak. But for the most part, it's you know, very easy to get involved.
I guess just a working car, a good driving record, safe car, and a big heart.
And insurance.
And insurance, yes.
Yeah. That's always good.
A big heart and
insurance. They give us guidelines. Also, I'd like to give the number for the Area Agency on Aging for non-cancer patients.
Yes, yes. Go ahead.
That number is listed in the phone book also. It's 442-3711, extension 306.
Okay, excellent. Well, Sylvia and Debbie, thank you both for coming in.
Thank you for having us.